So welcome to Heart Series 2 and to Day 1 of Part 1. Now, in this second Heart Series, we're going to look at how we can take the practice that we did in the first Heart Series onto sort of the next level, if you like. By that, I mean being a little bit more courageous with the practice. Of course, in the first Heart Series, it was all about sharing a sense of happiness with others. And that's a wonderful thing, of course. But it's possible to take that just a little bit further. I think the easiest way to understand this idea is to think how a mother or possibly a father might feel towards their child. So if you're already a mother or father, you'll find this really easy to relate to. If not, perhaps you might be able to think of a niece or a nephew or somebody younger that you might know. And it's as if when you see that young child very poorly or unwell in some way, it's as though you feel innately the wish to almost take on whatever difficulty, illness that they have and replace it with happiness. So not only are you wishing them a sense of happiness, but you're also, in a sense, wishing that you could remove the difficulty or suffering that they're experiencing in that moment. So it's almost like there's an exchange taking place where you're taking on their difficulty and in exchange giving them a sense of happiness. Now, if you think about it, this sounds sort of quite counterintuitive at first, because generally, as a rule, we work very hard in life to bring towards us all the nice things, the good things, the pleasant sensations and experiences, and we try very hard to hold on to those. At the same time, we work very hard to keep away any unpleasant situations or experiences, and we work very hard to keep those at bay. So this is almost sort of flipping everything on its head. At first, I say it will sound very counterintuitive, but for me personally, and I know many, many people who've used this technique, they've found it really sort of quite life-changing. So no matter what your ideas might be about it to begin with, do give yourself a few days to settle into it. And we're going to start in a really gentle way, actually. Similar as we did in Heart Series 1, and that's starting with yourself. The idea being that if you're working with yourself, then, well, there's nothing to fear in giving away your happiness to yourself. And likewise, there's nothing to fear in taking on any difficulty that you might be going through at the moment. So this is another visualization technique. Very simple, very straightforward. I'll lead you through it, and I'll come back to just a few of these points at the end of today's exercise. As always, though, just take a moment to settle yourself, to get comfortable, and when you're ready, just beginning with some nice deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes, allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm. As you begin to become more aware of the different physical senses. So as you just bring the attention back to the body now, just noticing how the body's feeling. What areas might be a little bit tight, uncomfortable, and what areas feel particularly relaxed, and just scanning down the body in the usual way, taking the time to notice not only the physical sensations, but also the emotional quality of mind. As always, just being clear about your motivation. So knowing why you're doing what you're doing right now. Reminding yourself how easily it can benefit those around you, as well as yourself. Knowing that this exercise doesn't require a lot of effort. Just allowing the attention now to shift to the breath, to the natural rhythm of the breath. And just watching the inhalation and exhalation. Counting if you find it easier, but otherwise just remaining with that rising and falling sensation in the body. So as you continue to follow the breath, be present with the sensation of the breath. Just beginning today's visualization by just imagining, visualizing yourself sat directly in front of you, just 4-5 feet away. Don't worry too much about the detail. Some people, this can be a little disconcerting at first, visualizing yourself in this way. But just take a moment to picture yourself and notice how you visualize yourself as well. Are you sitting there looking very happy? Perhaps frustrated, confused? It's useful just to notice how you see yourself, how you picture yourself. But once you have a clear image of yourself, I'd like you to imagine that with every breath, there's almost an exchange that takes place. So it's as there's a breath in, it's as though you take some of the burden, some of the difficulty from this visualization of yourself. And with every exhalation, it's as though you share a little bit of happiness, a bit of lightness with yourself in the visualization. So there's just this exchange taking place. You don't have to think too much about the person doing the meditation, the exercise. All of your focus is on the visualization of yourself and just this exchange taking place. It's as though every time there's a breath, that visualization, that picture of yourself in the visualization starts to look a little bit happier. So it's very similar in a way to the visualization in the first heart series. As you're watching, you see yourself looking increasingly relaxed, happy, at ease. You're watching as begin to let go of some of the difficulties and challenges in your life. And you're starting to see that image shift, change to a happier, more content, more fulfilled idea. So just try and stay with that just for a minute or so now. Not trying to change the breath in any way, still following the natural rhythm of the breath. But as there's an inhalation, so you take on any difficulty. As there's an exhalation, you're sharing a sense of any happiness. Oh, as always with these exercises, it's quite normal for the mind to wander. When you realize it's wandered, just gently bringing the attention back again to that image of yourself sat in front. And just this idea of an exchange taking place, almost as though just lifting any burden from that image and just replacing it with a sense of lightness, a sense of ease. It happens quite naturally, quite easily. Until you reach a point where the visualization, the image, looks so happy, so content, fulfilled, relaxed, that you just let the image go, you just let it dissolve. And for a moment, you just let the mind do whatever it wants to be completely free. So just try that now. And now just gently bringing the attention back to the body. Just reawakening those physical senses. Those points of contact, any sounds. A sense of maintaining that sense of awareness as you just gently open the eyes. But just maintaining the posture, the position you're sat in. Just long enough to notice how you're feeling. And long enough to be clear about your intention to remain present, aware, mindful throughout the day today. And then when you're ready, you can just sit back in the chair. So as I say, for many people, this particular exercise is quite a surprise in many ways. And the idea of visualizing oneself can often be a little bit challenging. I sometimes have people asking sort of, you know, what clothes am I wearing? Am I wearing something different from... I think don't worry too much about the detail. You know, it's simply picturing yourself sat in front of you. And you can even, before you begin the exercise, sort of think, okay, so what's going on in my life at the moment? What am I finding difficult? And you can then sort of almost imagine that being taken away, lifted off and being replaced by something very sort of light, happy, clear, very much like the idea we looked at in Heart Series 1. So as I say, in many ways, it's an extension of that practice. It's a more courageous version of that practice where you care so much that you're willing not only to share a sense of happiness, but also to take on the difficulty. And of course, we're starting with ourselves, as I say, because it means there's no fear in terms of taking on any difficulty. It's ours anyway, so there's nothing to fear there. But likewise, in sharing or giving away our happiness, there's nothing to fear because we're giving it towards ourselves, which is actually a really valuable, useful thing to do. And if we have it, we feel it within ourselves, and it's then that much easier to share with others. But we'll come back to this tomorrow, and I'll see you then for day 2 of part 2.